Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. Read by Kate Redding. Copyright 2002, Books on Tape Incorporated. Preface. Go then, my little book, and show to all that entertain and bid thee welcome shall what thou dost keep close shut up in thy breast, and wish that thou dost show them may be blessed to them for good, may make them choose to be pilgrims better by far than thee or me. Tell them of mercy. She is one who early hath her pilgrimage begun. Yea, let young damsels learn of her to prize the world which is to come, and so be wise. For little tripping maids may follow God along the ways which saintly feet have trod. Adapted from John Bunyan. Part 1. 1. Playing Pilgrims. "Christmas won't be Christmas without any presents," grumbled Joe, lying on the rug. "It's so dreadful to be poor," sighed Meg, looking down at her old dress. "I don't think it's fair for some girls to have lots of pretty things, and others nothing at all," added little Amy, with an injured sniff. "We've got father and mother and each other anyhow," said Beth contentedly from her corner. The four young faces on which the firelight shone brightened at the cheerful words, but darkened again as Joe said sadly, "We haven't got father, and shall not have him for a long time." She didn't say, "perhaps never," but each silently added it, thinking of father far away where the fighting was. Nobody spoke for a minute, then Meg said in an altered tone,